meditation rather.
I hope that
all of you will use great concentration and effort in following his instructions. Thank you.
Yesterday you had given meditation. Most of you had some experience. Meditation means just to withdraw your attention from all outside and from the body below, to come up to the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eyes. Then you practically know yourself, who you are, what you are. You are not the body. You are not the outgoing faculties. It is you who give strength to them to work. The outer expression of soul is attention. So when attention is withdrawn from all outside, and you come up to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, you will find, you feel a separate body. And there, the inner eye and third eye or single eye is opened, with which you can see the light of God, which is already within you. At present we do not see. Why? Because we are at attention. And attention is identified with the world outside and body below. The one has to see is wandering outside. So unless we withdraw our attention from all outside and the body below, we cannot know ourselves. Unless we know ourselves, we cannot know the ourself who is controlling us in the body. So body works so long as we are in the body. But we are in the body as long as that power controls us in the body. Then when that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. You know that you are attention, all attention. You are the enlivening the whole faculty of the man body. This is practically knowing oneself. Unless you rise above body consciousness, you do not know who you are. So meditation means only that, to withdraw your attention from all outside and from the body below. Come to your own self, centralize within your own self. Then you know you are not the body. And when you come up there, naturally your inner eye is opened to see the God into expression power, which has got two aspects, one light, the other sound. So God is light. When God wanted the world to come into existence, he ordered, and there was light, and that light was in each one of us. Take it that the light within, which is within you is not darkness. So this is what we meant by meditation. For that you please sit down, as I just tell you, as I told you yesterday also, first thing required is to have your physical body still. Sit in any pose most convenient to you. in which you can sit longer. But mind that there should be no tension in the body, in any part of the body. Your head should also be relaxed. Quite opposite to the yoga posture. This is first thing. When you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. If you have to mark a target, that is, your rifle should be not shaking. That's the first thing required. Close your eyes. Go on doing it. Close your eyes. Forget the world outside for a while. Withdraw your attention from all outside. And also pay no attention to what is going on in the body below. Don't move, please. Be still. If you bind bandages on your eyes and not, what difference does it make? When you close your eyes, you withdraw your attention from outside, that is the doctor's order. Anyhow, be still, close your eyes, forget the world outside for a while, sit in one's posture, please. Don't think of the environment in which you are sitting. Also, pay no attention to what is going on in the body itself. Breathing is going on now, let it go on. Don't pay any attention to it. When you close your eyes, these eyes are flesh and bones are closed, do not work. Still there is something else which is the darkness in front of you. That is the inner eye, a single eye. So with the inner eye, don't look at the whole of the vastness of darkness in front of you. But just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. Look into it minutely, penetratingly, to find out what is in there. You are not to visualize anything, nor to premeditate anything. Repeat the names. Mentally. One by one. At intervals. Not in quick succession. So that the energy is not disturbed. That will give only a boost. If you continue like that, for some time, say 10 to 15 minutes, your attention will be drawn from all outside and from your body below, riveted into the middle of what you see in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. You will find the darkness will be lessened and light will come up. When you see any light, don't look to the whole of it, but just look into the middle of that. Intently, minutely, penetrate to find what is there. You are not to visualize anything like that. If you continue to do like that, the darkness will be thinned. You see light in front of you. When you see light, don't again look to the whole of it, but just look in the middle thereof. That will grow bright and burst to give you further way up. Then you may find sky. If you find sky, just look minutely into it, you'll find stars. If you find stars, then locate the big star out of that, about which all masters are referred. If you find, locate the big star, then put in the whole attention into the middle there. That will open, you will cross it. Moon may come up. You find moon, then again look into the middle of that. Intently, minutely find it, to find out what is in there. That will grow bright and burst into pieces, you will cross it. Further, God will appear in some form in which He is manifest. You are not to visualize or premeditate anything, just look mindfully into light now before you. If any form comes up, look mindfully into it, love your whole attention into Him so much so that you forget yourself. Repeating the names has already turned you mentally, one by one. You develop receptivity, He will talk to you as one does outside. Here the sound principle is alpha. This power never leaves you till the end of the world. Continue looking until you are to listen, please.